Conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mobilization yard for the Park Avenue relocation project to include the storage of soil and materials to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.96 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.23 miles southwest of Park Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 321. The 911 address is 22592 Lewis Georgetown Highway, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 79.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Just to provide a brief summary of the background to this application, Mr. Chairman, this is a violations case that came in through our constable's office. There is some history to this. There was a prior CU, and some members of the commission may remember that CU application going through, which was approved for a contracting business with outdoor storage and the crushing of concrete. And that was conditional use number 2468, which was approved by council in August of 2017. Prior to that, the applicant did submit a site plan. There was some back and forth between staff and the applicant's engineers, and that site plan was approved in February of 2022. And that actually, this approved site plan is the basis of your conceptual site plan that is before you. Following approval of that CU, it was noted that there was a significant storage of soil on the property, and that triggered an outreach to the applicant, and that's what led to the submittal of the application. And here we are.
All right, so we thank you.
Thank you.
Recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse, for that introduction. Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, for the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with a law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I'm representing Mr. Bell, who is both the owner of the property as well as the applicant this afternoon. With me here this afternoon is Mr. Bell. He's sitting to my left, your right. As was just introduced by Mr. Whitehouse, this is a bit of an unusual application, and I'm going to say for reasons different than what Mr. Whitehouse just said. It's unusual to me that a mobilization yard for a road construction project has a conditional use application. I've not seen one in the time that I've been here, and maybe Mr. Davidson has. He's been doing this longer than I have, and I see him in the back of the room. But again, it's a bit of an unusual application, and then you couple that with the history that Mr. Whitehouse just went through, and that brings us here this afternoon. When you drive by the property right now, you can't mistake it. There's a large pile of topsoil that is on the property. Behind the large pile of topsoil, there's another smaller pile of other organic materials. All of these materials were brought to the site by the general contractor as part of phase one of the Park Avenue relocation project, which is specifically DLDOT project number T202-0004601. As you likely are aware, the Park Avenue relocation project is for the relocation of Park Avenue in order to be able to extend the runways at the Delaware Coastal Airport. Apparently, there is a requirement with respect to road distance and ends of runways, and so Park Avenue is being and has been relocated. The general contractor for phase one of the Park Avenue relocation was Alan Myers, and at this time I would like to hand to Mr. Whitehouse a copy of a letter from Alan Myers that describes him as the contractor for the project and their involvement with bringing these materials to the property. As that is handed down, I will describe its contents. It largely describes that Alan Myers was the general contractor for Park Avenue relocation, that as they were doing the work, they were looking for a location for the soil, shrubbery, tree roots and other organic materials that were being generated by that site work. Mr. Bell's property is on Route 9, excuse me, less than a quarter mile from its intersection with Park Avenue. In addition, his property is fenced and is being, was being used even prior to this as a contractor's yard for his business, which is Clean Cut Pavers and Pools. And that made it seem like an ideal location to Alan Myers. And so they began transporting materials there. And actually materials also leave there as those materials were needed as part of the site work for Park, the relocation of Park Avenue. As Mr. Whitehouse indicated, as that pile grew, the constable took note of that. When that was done, ultimately it led to the filing of this conditional use application, and of course this public hearing this afternoon. Mr. Whitehouse referenced an existing conditional use on the property, and that is because the property is used in Mr. Bell's business, which I just mentioned a moment ago, Clean Cut Pavers and Pools. The existing conditional use was approved by County Council on August 8th, 2017, as when it adopted ordinance number 2515. That conditional use number, and I think that Mr. Whitehouse may have actually used this actual conditional use number when he was doing his introduction, but that conditional use number is 2083. And I wanted to read the short title of that ordinance because the short title of that ordinance was that it was a conditional use for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business. Ultimately, the concrete crushing was for a limited time to get rid of an existing pile of concrete that was on the property. And so ultimately, the conditional use was approved with a limited time period for the concrete crushing, and then it is used in a concrete, as a contractor yard, not a concrete crushing yard, contractor yard with outdoor storage. And certainly that is similar to what is occurring there presently. As you will note, when Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, I did not bring with me today the usual array of maps and exhibits and other aerial imagery that you often see. And that was for two primary reasons. First, this is a temporary use that will occur so long as it's permitted by the county during the relocation work for Park Avenue. And so it is a temporary use that doesn't, that has less of the same considerations that you would have if, for instance, for the conditional use that is already approved for the property where Mr. Bell hopes to operate his business from, as he does for many, many years to come. Secondly, as you just heard when I described the short title for the existing conditional use, this mobilization yard is similar to that existing conditional use, which allows for outdoor storage as part of a contracting business. The one typical document that you would have seen in the docket online is DelDOT's response to the service level evaluation request that was filed for this mobilization yard. DelDOT's response was that the traffic generated by this proposed use would be diminutive. As the Planning Commission is familiar, that means that it anticipates that less than 50 vehicles per day would be generated by the proposed conditional use. And certainly there are probably many days when there are no vehicles that visit this site, as that's not part of whatever the stage the project is at that time. Returning to the temporary nature of this conditional use that I described, the relocation of Park Avenue is a two-phase project as it was set up by DelDOT. The first phase started on Route 113 with the reconstruction of Arrow Safety Road, starting at 113 and then leading to a new roundabout that was installed on South Bedford Street. The phase also included, of course, the construction of that new roundabout and then relocated Park Avenue to connect to that roundabout and then head to the southern boundary of the airport where phase one of the relocation work ended. As the commission knows, I regularly report on roads that change names at intersections. And it seems as though this project created one, because of course you're on Arrow Safety Road, and when you go across or around the circle, you go on Park Avenue. So we have now created a modern example of a road that changes names. Although there's probably some dispensation that's given because it's not a true intersection, it's a circle or roundabout. So there may be other considerations as part of that. Phase one was opened this past June. Many of you, if not everyone here, has probably traveled on parts or all of that relocated Park Avenue. Phase two will pick up at the southern boundary of the airport and then redo Park Avenue all the way to Route 9 and then some of the greater Route 9 area at the intersection of Park Avenue and Route 9. The bidding has not yet been opened by DLDOT on phase two of the project. I saw several of you looking at the letter from Alan Myers. As is indicated, it intends to bid on and hopes to be the general contractor for phase two of the project. And I point out this timeline because that's the timeline that the applicant proposes that this temporary mobilization yard would be permitted on the property. What will be proposed in a moment when I share the proposed conditions is a time limit that coordinates with the completion of the Park Avenue relocation. Specifically says that within 180 days of the completion of phase two, that all of the topsoil and other materials that were brought to the site would have to be removed from the property. The property is zoned AR1 with that conditional use that was described by Mr. Whitehouse and then by myself. This is a conditional use application. As you're familiar, conditional use applications are uses that are of a public or semi-public character that require the exercise of planning judgment. And of course, part of the conditional use analysis is whether or not the use promotes and is desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And certainly, the Delaware Coastal Airport improvements have been something that the county has been pursuing for a very long time. And one of the key factors allowing that to occur is the Park Avenue relocation project that I just described. And with that project came the need for storage of places to store these materials, which is the genesis of this application. While I didn't put aerial imagery and maps in front of you this afternoon, I do have a proposed set of findings of fact and then two conditions. Because there's only two conditions, I'll read both of them as I think they're likely to be the subject of this. The first is that the conditional use shall allow the property to be used for a temporary mobilization yard for DLDOT's Park Avenue relocation projects, parenthetically phase one and phase two. The second condition is that time limit that I talked about just a moment ago, and that is that all the materials brought to the property as part of the Park Avenue relocation project shall be removed within 180 days of the conclusion of phase two of the Park Avenue relocation project. With the proposed conditions for this mobilization yard, Sussex County can ensure that the use is, first of all, related to the Park Avenue relocation project, and secondly, that it's a temporary use that will only occur during the duration of the project. As the use is similar to the existing conditional use for the project, that is authorized by conditional use 2083, and for the other reasons stated this afternoon and in the paper record that exists for this application, Mr. Bell asks that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the conditional use for a temporary mobilization yard. That concludes my presentation. Myself and Mr. Bell are happy to answer any questions that members of the commission or staff may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Well, I think that was record timing from Mr. Hutt.
I'm sorry. I think
that was record timing for you.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Just a couple of questions, and thank you for the clarification. I was wondering how we got here. So then basically what they've been storing is not what was approved on the original conditional use. Now we have dirt and topsoil, you said. Is there anything else that they're bringing in there? Are they brought in there that?
It's the, I don't know.
The original was for the crushing of the concrete, right?
Well, and the storage of stone and the storage of the other pools. There was a number of outdoor things that were allowed to be stored under that conditional use 2083. What was brought to the site by Alan Myers was soil and then all of the grubbing activities that it did as part of the project. And some of those items have already been redistributed back out to the property. What's there is hoped to be used in phase two of the project. And if not, they have to take it somewhere. They'll have to take it somewhere else. And that's that time limit that's proposed, that whatever's not used still has to leave the property.
So the topsoil basically could be used back on the restoration of the phase two,
correct,
potentially. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's trucks coming in and then loader pushing things up, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Piece of equipment pushing things up. I guess without knowing what amount of topsoil, what I'm getting at is there a contract time frame so we know on the conditions for the second phase? So DLDOT usually says you got to complete this job within 360 days or whatever it is.
That I don't know. Again, they haven't put that contract out to bid yet. I believe it's supposed it's supposed to come out here
nothing's
shortly.
Nothing's even been seen on it. Okay. Okay.
And so,
Just trying to get ahead of waiting another 180 days after the contract completion, if they are this successful bidder, to get some of that material moved out, because it's pretty unsightly with, I mean, big piles. But okay, that's all I've got.
Mears?
No questions, sir.
Tom?
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Sorry, Mike. It's me. Because I'm just looking at Google Earth, and it looks like there's some trees stored in the back, and I don't know what it is from Google Earth all the way across the back of the property.
Which is basically, just for the records, the same as the eagle view that's on the screens, but yeah.
That is from 23?
Yes, yeah. That's the most recent we have.
Is it still the same? And 25.
I think that's very similar to how it looks presently. You can see the large pile of dirt that's there.
I'm talking about the trees and all the stuff across the back. It's kind of hard to see.
Have to ask Mr. Bell what's in the rear of the property.
There's
You have to come up here and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Please
introduce yourself.
Hello. Richard Bell, 115 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware. So there is a pile of trees, brush in the very back, and then wood grinding chips that came from the clearing of Route 9, and then the big pile of topsoil. So that's very realistic of what it looks like right now.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it fair to say that probably the wood chips and the tree stumps and tree debris will not be reused back on the second contract?
The plan is to grind that into a fine mulch and mix it with the topsoil so they have this bio mix for the next phase.
But okay. Here's the question I have on that, though, because the current ordinance, as I understand it, prohibits any further grinding or anything else being brought onto the site to be
ground,
chipped or grinded. I mean, I think that's the crux of this, is that you had an ordinance that said you had things that were there and you're given an opportunity to remove those things. And now you've brought new materials onto the site besides just the dirt, and there's trees and whatnot that you're grubbing and grinding and everything else. It's contrary to that prior ordinance. I mean, is that what we're dealing with here?
The prior ordinance dealt with
concrete.
It says no other wood or metal chipping or grinding shall occur, and no materials, including concrete, wood, and metal, shall be accepted at the site for crushing or recycling. That's the section that you're referring to,
right,
Mr. Robertson. This is different. It's not, I guess a tree is wood.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to challenge it. I want to make sure if it's going to get approved that we're approving also what you're doing, because a mobilization yard mm-hmm. is different from storing dirt from a Deldot project, which is different from grinding and chipping, you know, trees and stumps and whatever on a property. So why don't you tell us what exactly is happening there, so if the commission's inclined to recommend an approval, you're not limited, because what you asked for,
stockpile material.
Yeah, stockpile dirt may not be what you're doing, and if you continue doing what you're doing without the proper approvals, you're going to be dealing with the constable all over again.
Well, I think anytime you do site work, there'd be probably a very rare site work project that doesn't bring a grinder to the site to grind it.
But this isn't the same site where the work's happening, though.
If you don't have the approval to do it.
We totally get that.
But that's why this site was selected, was so that they could have something in close proximity to the work for that. But certainly there is...
I don't question that at all.
But certainly, if the commission is inclined to recommend approval, there, because of the root masses and the other items that were grubbed from the property, there will be grinding of that occurs in order to mix it with the soil, as Mr. Bell said, and also to remove it from the site, ultimately.
Okay. And again, the point of the questions, is just make sure we understand what it is you're doing, and so that the commission is going to act favorably upon it, knows what it is that might be approving, so that's all.
I don't think that there's to your point, Mr. Robertson, I don't think there's a defined definition of a mobilization yard either. I mean, I think that's the point of your question is, what activities are encompassed by the entirety of that term.
But I think it's important to state what you're already doing, mm-hmm. because if we don't include that, then you're, like he said, you're going to be, So is there anything else that you could foresee that you may have a need for on this yard?
No, and I mean, grinding these, they call it when they go through the grinder the first time, this is the first round of grinding chips. So when it goes through the second time, it's a very quick, easy process. I mean, it doesn't...
I'm very familiar with that.
Right, it doesn't work the grinder that hard. just that. And
so grinding trees is what you would also want to include, stockpile of fill dirt and topsoil.
Yeah,
have a grinder on site and with the loader. Any other?
Yeah, that grinding trees, logs is not happening there. So it's like chips and the small brush material that is going through it.
Okay.
The trees went elsewhere.
Right.
They did not come.
You mentioned some stumps.
Stumps, yeah.
Tree roots.
There's
roots.
When they rub the ground.
So the tree roots are going to be hauled away?
Ground.
No,
they will be ground also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into a very fine mulch that would be mixed with the topsoil.
And what hours of operation?
We do nothing besides 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. I think it's
be consistent with conditional use 2083.
Yeah, whatever.
The same. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
None for me. Thank you.
Staff, anything?
Okay. Nothing more for me. Thanks.
I have one question about the operations like this tend to make a mess of the road, especially when it rains and so on. What efforts will be undertaken to keep that to a minimum?
Yeah, we do have a truck sweeper attachment that goes on a bobcat that we can sweep the shoulder or anything with. And we do have water trucks that can water down anything.
Okay. Well, it's been a concern, and I would just suspect that there will be some kind of language in any approval that we might grant that would address that. So.
Yeah, the driveway is very long, so the last part of it is nice clean stone where we're trying to make sure that the mud gets off the tires.
Much off the tires, Okay. All right, that's all. That's all I have. And if you gentlemen take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III? Okay, Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2468? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish